Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3. Yes, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Manisha Tank. And I'm rubbing my hands together because I'm thinking this is something I've wanted to talk about all week.
Okay, so the market is abuzz over our hot tech initial public offering right here in Singapore, Nanofilm Technologies. Now, these guys specialize in advanced materials and nanoproducts, and it's a spin-off company of Nanyang Technological University. It's set to list on the SGX tomorrow.
Yeah, I love when good ideas get exciting. The listing is set to be the first tech unicorn on the local bourse and will be one of the biggest non-REIT main board listings in recent years. And they're offering $77.2 million at $2.59 each per share.
Okay, so what are the expectations of this? We've put it in the spotlight, and helping us out this morning is Nirgunan Thiruchelvam, the head of consumer sector equity research at Telema. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time. Nanofilm is what we're talking about this morning. First tech unicorn and SGX. Let's talk about the excitement. Just what are you hearing on the ground?
Well, there is a lot of excitement around this issue for a number of reasons. For one thing, it is breaking the long drought that we've had in Singapore for major issues. The first major IPO in Singapore since March. Number two, it is the first in a number of years of a major IPO outside the REIT sector. And finally, it is probably the first important tech IPO in Singapore for as long as I can remember. So there's a lot riding on this.
It certainly is. But there's also a lot riding on fundamentals, right? So what are they like, and are they attractive for investors when we look deeply at Nanofilm? If so, why?
It's trading, it's valued at over 40 times earnings, according to media reports. So the valuations on the surface could seem lofty because that's more than twice what the average SGX valuation is. However, in this era where there are companies trading at not just 40 times earnings, but in some cases 30 times revenue, this is not completely unusual. In the tech boom, there are lots of companies that are trading at what we would call lofty valuations in relation to the rest of the index.
Yeah, we're speaking right now with Nirgunan Thiruchelvam, head of consumer sector equity research at Telema. The environment in which tech stocks have been gaining traction, I mean, you have seen this really soar in the United States. For a while, there were comments that during the circuit breaker, we didn't really, or during this whole pandemic, Singapore isn't really benefiting from it. Hong Kong would be a winner. But what are your expectations for this IPO?
Right. The expectation for the IPO is that it would basically reconfigure people's understanding of the SGX into a market which has some tech exposure versus a market which was viewed exclusively as a market for people who want to invest in yield, basically in REITs. So the SGX is a popular market for the substantial yield that you get in the REIT sector as well as a number of others. Outside that, there hasn't been too much to excite people, but this could be transformative for the SGX.
Yeah, I wondered about that, whether or not we see this as a tipping point and that in the pipeline we could see more companies of this nature coming through in Singapore as more research, resources, money goes into this kind of R&D.
Well, there are two factors at play. One is, with the tech boom in China, there could be some Chinese tech companies coming to the SGX. They could be attracted by the high corporate governance that we have here. They could be attracted by the liquidity levels on the SGX, as well as the regulatory framework, which could possibly allow dual listing. So that's the first factor. The second would be that within Singapore itself, there could be companies that have moved their operations to Singapore. You may have heard of TikTok moving a lot of their operations to Singapore. There are other tech giants that are using Singapore's strong infrastructure to base their Asian operations. That could be a springboard for further tech listings in Singapore.
I mean, I'm curious about this because ASX down in Australia, they've also tried to position themselves as a funnel for tech in the Asia-Pacific region. Do you think that SGX can forge ahead with that sort of a future?
They could. Singapore has an excellent regulatory framework. We have a very substantial fund management community here. There was a time when Singapore, over a decade ago, was a magnet for regional listings, where a lot of the commodity traders who were operating internationally came to Singapore, not only to center their operations, but also to tap the capital markets. A similar trend could take place for the tech giants in Asia.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think what really stands out for me personally is the fact that it's one of the largest non-REIT mainboard listings in recent years. We think of Singapore as the REIT capital of the world, and now we've got this. What is your personal outlook in terms of more tech companies coming on board? Do you see this as a five-year sort of plan in that sense?
It could be even more recent than that, because the tech boom is gathering momentum. For every ant, which is a $40 billion IPO, for every potential TikTok IPO, there are a second tier of companies that cannot tap markets like Hong Kong, Shanghai, or New York, who may come to Singapore. We're talking about smaller issues in the range of the Nanofilm IPO. Those are the ones where Singapore could play a role. It could also play a role for the larger listings, as long as the dual listing structure gathers momentum.
Okay, so dual listings is definitely one opening there, but it's also Singapore also has to play it right, right? I mean, it's Nanofilm is something that can be applied across the board in that sense. Every laptop kind of needs it. So we have to play on this sort of tech infrastructure type of theme in order to really thrive and stand out. If not, we get compared with Hong Kong half the time.
That's right. That's correct. One factor in the Nanofilm IPO which people need to stress is that it's kind of like a homegrown listing, because this company has emerged from the Stanford of Singapore. It has come from one of the local universities. Mm. It has its origins in the very advanced intellectual advancement that's taking place in this country. So it could be a magnet for other homegrown university-based companies to seek listings on the SGX.
Do you see any other, and particularly I'm talking about the kind of tech that you might see coming online in Singapore?
Yes, the kind of tech which is coming online in Singapore could be in the fintech space. So both in the universities and the financial sector, there are a whole bunch of aggressive, hungry companies that could come to the SGX to list once their business models become more advanced.
That is quite exciting. But just one quick thing, which is a bit of a detail on this. In terms of the placement shares, it's quite high, 73.4 million. But of those, only 3.9 million are public offer shares. So, and this was actually raised in the headlines in the newspapers this week. Is that significant? Why do you think that this is the case? And will that be indicative of what other listings might look like down the line?
Well, the people who are retail investors are not getting the allocation that they would have hoped for, but that could create what's known as demand pressure, where the scarcity that the retail investor sees could lead them to run after the shares or to invest in the shares aggressively after the issue.
All right, we've been speaking with Nirgunan Thiruchelvam, the head of Consumer Sector Equity Research at Telema. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you, sir. Best wishes.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.